Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak, and what is his language? How does he sit, and how does he walk? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense enjoyment, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness. One who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries, one who is not elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it nor despising it, is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. One who is able to withdraw his senses from the sense objects, as the tortoise draws its limbs within the shell, is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements, by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. The senses are so strong and impetuous that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. One who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control, and who fixes his consciousness upon me, is known as a man of steady intelligence.